The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 27, 1979, at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi, friends. This is Rita Rochelle. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special weekly show featuring music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Each week, our music man, Leo Sarkisian, selects recordings of authentic African music, both traditional and popular. The recordings are from Leo's own personal collection, and some are also from the Voice of America's music library. I think you'll like what we have for you today, so join me now for Music Time in Africa. Starting things off for us today is the K-System of Cameroon, led by the famous Kimayo himself. I'm playing this number for Alex Togala of Banga, Liberia, McDouglas Blama Woods of Payne's Ward City, Liberia, Hayford K. Dua of Tema, Ghana, Eugene Sarkodi Ajay of Obuasi Adansi, Ghana, David S. Ansumana of Bo, Sierra Leone, and Usman Gaji of Fantua, Nigeria. Thanks so much, friends, for your nice letters. We enjoyed reading them, and we're looking forward to hearing from you and your friends again. Music now, and here's Zizi Nana by Kimayo and the K-System.
Oh,
Kim Io and the K-System of Cameroon. That was a great number, wasn't it? I'll have to play the other side of that record later on in the program. Next, I have several good recordings here of traditional music from Africa's 10th largest country, the Republic of Niger. It's a culturally rich nation with many different ethnic groups. The music of the country is just as varied as its people. I'll begin with this humorous tune by two Hausa musicians performing in a folk style known as Gambara, in which the musicians recite folk stories to the accompaniment of music for entertainment during festive occasions. In the music of the Jarma, there are a number of folk instruments that are used in ensemble as accompaniment for singing and sometimes as instrumental music just for dancing. This instrumental dance tune by a troupe of folk musicians from the town of Tillaberry features the bulu, a small bamboo flute, the goje, a one-string violin, and three lutes called kondigi. Thank you. Scattered throughout the northwestern and middle western parts of the Republic of Niger are about 1/3 million nomadic people, the Tuareg and the Bororo. Their language, called Tamashek, their ancient tribal customs, and especially musical traditions have remained unchanged throughout history. Music is performed by both men and women, although there are types of music more frequently practiced by women, such as tende. Tende is the name of a drum, which is usually played by the lead female singer in choral groups. Actually, there are two types of tende singing. Tende nomnas is the singing of praise songs, and tende nguma consists of songs for exorcism. In this recording of a praise song, Tuareg women sing, "Beat out the rhythm of the tende, my friend. The camels have passed by in single file. Drive them hard." That was a praise song by a group of Tuareg women in the northwestern part of the Niger Republic. Right now, friends, I'd like to say hello and thank you for the nice letters from Dr. Bamara of Uselu, Mustafa Kadiri of Auchi, Ezekiel Achemtor of Gusau, Osman George of Calabar, and Martin Ijiofor of Ubuluuku, all of Nigeria. Our greetings also to Suham Dior of Banjul, Gambia, Benny Kingsley of Sunyani, Ghana, and D.K. William Mensah of Ho, Ghana. We enjoyed reading your comments about our program, and both Leo and I are so pleased that so many of you like the African traditional music. More grease to your elbows, friends. Now, back to music. Here's another tende praise song by the Tuareg women.
Thank you.
This next recording from the Republic of Niger is a Hausa praise song. A large group of women, accompanied by six lutes and calabash rattles, sing in praise of the local hunters who have gone in search of game. I promised that I'd have another number by Kim Io and the K-System of Cameroon. Well, here's a real disco tune, the Tom Tom Song.
Thank you.
My friends, if you could only see our music man jumping and dancing about here. Our producer, Bill Doty, and our engineer, Bruce, and I all agree that it's just about impossible to keep Leo down. With music like that, I can understand why. But I think he does a good job in selecting this music for us. Don't you agree? This final recording for today is a song by Talima Sandihoma of Togo. The song is called Nweni. I think I told you last week that I strongly suspect our music man Leo is picking out these numbers just so that he can move his feet about. Now I'm pretty certain of it. Well, that's what music is all about, isn't it? Hope you enjoyed our program today, friends, and that you'll plan to be with me again next week at this same time. I have a few more letters here to acknowledge. Hello and thank you to Otis Ibekwe-Chinwe of Lagos and Johnny Owofosobi of Endunaba, Nigeria. I'd like to hear from you both again. And at the University of Yaoundé in Cameroon, hello to our friend Christopher Ngala. Leo and I are pleased to learn that you are now a regular fan and that you also enjoy African traditional music. More grease to your elbow, and we wish you success in your science studies. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa. For those who wish to write, my address is Voice of America, Music Time in Africa, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. Again, the address is Voice of America, Music Time in Africa, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. I'm inviting you now to stay tuned in on these same frequencies and meter bands for the news, which follows immediately on the African Panorama Show. Have a nice and a pleasant week, my friends.